We're gonna, the shiur ends at 6 o'clock, so it's going to be a brief shiur. But I wanted to ask you in terms of the topic. That we have basically three more shiurim left on for Tuesdays, so I just want to run by you like what you want to do. Obviously, this is the time period before Pesach, but I don't know if you like having shiurim on Hilchos Pesach like up to Shemai, you know, or you want more. I don't know what you want. So the choices are: do you want shiurim on Inyanei Pesach? I personally want to, at some point, do some shiurim on Hilchos Shabbos with you. I have in mind a lot of different topics: personal hygiene on Shabbos, warming up food on Shabbos, building an Erev and Erev and controversies on Shabbos. You know, those are some of the possibilities. For the here and now. At some point in time, I also want to talk about the whole process of halacha. Shinuyim, like changes in Psak Halacha over the generations and what occurred. Maybe we can do a combination of some in Yanei Pesach and some in Yanei Shabbos. Any thoughts about it? Okay, so all those for full time, all time Hilchos Pesach for the next three shurim. Raise your hand. Okay. And all those for full time Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, and how about a pshara? Who's for making a pshara?
If you voted ready, you vote for a pshara.
Yeah, you can still vote for a pshara. Oh my goodness. It's like,
no one wants a pshara, so it's definitely a pshara.
Can we do another vote again? Just quickly. Okay, who's for a pshara? Okay. All right, I guess we'll...
Do a pshara.
Okay, I guess... The only way to work this out is a pshara.
Or do Shabbos.
Huh? Shabbos aren't right.
No, it's the last day of Pesach this year.
Right, it's Shabbos, so I guess that's what works out. You're right. That's only natural. Okay, so let's see. I'll start with a... okay, we'll start with the Hilchos Pesach, and then we'll see if there's time to do something on Shabbos. I want to share with you a chiddush about abrikosos. People basically misunderstand what abrikosos is about, and I think that when we get through with this, you'll see that this is Amish Emes Lamiso, and explains exactly what's going on. Okay, first of all, you know that abrikosos is a din derabanan. The Gemara says it explicitly in Maseches Pesachim that abrikosos is a din derabanan. And I also mentioned, I think, in previous shiurim that the din derabanan of abrikosos, along with Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, which are also dinei derabanan, they share a unique characteristic, and that is they are the only dinim brought down in Shas that have the din of Apein Hayubosanes. They're the only ones that are mentioned in all of Shas where we say that women are obligated in these mitzvos because of Apein Hayubosanes. Right? By Ner Chanukah, it's mentioned in Shabbos, Dachlov Gimel Amud Aleph. By Mikra Megillah, it's mentioned in Maseches Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And by Arbakosos, it's mentioned in Pesachim Daf Kufches. So the big question is, why not mention it by other mitzvahs? Why isn't Afin Hayabos Anes brought down by matzah? Why isn't it brought down by tefillin, by sukkah? Why not by these other mitzvahs? So there's a machlokas rishonim why this is the case. But in the Baalei HaTosfos, you find various opinions, various approaches. One approach is that it's very simple. This is like the simple approach, that Afen Hayubos Hanes only applies to mitzvos derabanan. You cannot apply to mitzvos daraisa. Very simple. Another solution is that it can only generate a chiyuv derabanan. And of course, that doesn't answer why I don't apply it to sukkah. That does answer why we don't apply it to matzah. The Gemara does say in Maseches Pesachim that women are obligated in matzah, but it gives a different reason. It doesn't say because of obligations. Why are women obligated in matzah? So that's because of a hekesh. The Gemara says in Pesachim, "Kol sheyeshna v'bal tochel chametz, Yeshna b'kumochamatzah. So is ever obligated not to eat chametz, is it obligated in the positive command of eating matzah. And that obligates women min ha-Torah. So why obligate women for matzah? Because of afein hobo saneis, it only is going to generate a rabbinic obligation. Let's really give mechiva daraisa. So that's the hekesh of kol sheyeshna. Fine. But it's still, as I said, according to this opinion of the Baal HaTosfos, that you could apply afein to mitzvahs daraisa, but it only generates a rabbinic obligation. That doesn't explain why we don't apply to sukkah or tefillin, etc. There is a third opinion brought down in the Baal HaTosfos in Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The particular name of the Shita is Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushalayim, and he says that not only can Afein Hoy Bosanes apply to Mitzvos Doraisa, but it even can generate a Torah obligation. So of course the question is, if that's the case, why not obligate women and matzah because of Afein Hoy Bosanes? So he says, because while Afein would have obligated women in matzah in HaTorah, that limud would have given way to a different drasha, which we may have talked about in the past, maybe you know about it, called Tesvav, Tesvav. That just like on Tesvav Nisan, we're obligated to eat matzah on the night of Tesvav Nisan, so too we're obligated on Tesvav Tishrei to eat in the sukkah at night. That's a very special, very famous drasha brought down in the Sechet Sukkah. But what the Rishonim assume, and it's also brought down in other places in Shas, that Tesvav works both ways. And therefore, there is an exemption that is brought down in Maseches Sukkah. It says that Gemara Gemirilon, we know Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that women are exempt from Sukkah. And we won't even say Afein Hobo Sanes. Hashem wanted the women to be exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Gemara Gemirilon. The reason is because it's mitzvah seishas mangrama, but we're not even going to introduce other reasons because Gemara Gemirilon, this is the din HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them exempt. So the Baal Yat Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushalayim in Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, I would have thought that just like by sukkah, women are exempt from sukkah because of Gemara Gemirilon, maybe I would also exempt them from matzah. Tesvav, Tesvav, work it the other way. That just like they're exempt by sukkah on Tesvav, so to exempt them for matzah on Tesvav Nisan. Therefore, we needed the special hekesh of kol sheyeshna b'val tochel chametz yeshna b'kumachal matzah. That's what Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushalayim says in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. But my point is, the reason why I'm raising this, is that according to these latter two opinions in Tosfos, that afein hayuvos hanes can apply to mitzvahs d'oraisa, why don't we apply it to tefillin? I mean, why isn't it even mentioned by sukkah in other cases? I just mention it, talk about it. Why is it raised? So there's a masara which you may have heard from Rav Tabori. I think Rav Tabori spoke about this at one point. That there's an assumption in the Brisker family, particularly the masara, the way everyone hears it over, that it's from Rabbi Soloveitchik's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he said that afein hoybo sanes only applies to mitzvos that have the component of pirsumei nisa. When the mitzvah's central component is to broadcast the miracle, so then you can talk about bringing in afein hoybo sanes. But if the mitzvah's component is zecher lenes, just recollecting the miracle, then we don't bring afein hoybo sanes. The mitzvah component has to be pirsumei nisa. And then we'll say afein hoybo oso hanes. Now, obviously, there are different types of pirsumei nisa, right? I mean, if you had to rank them, so I would say the most public of all pirsumei nisas is which one? Chanukah, definitely. Chanukah, you're broadcasting to the general public. What comes next? Megillah. Megillah, you're not broadcasting to the general public, but you're broadcasting to the kehillah that's in the minyan. And then, what would be the last one? The Seder night. Right, the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's more family and some friends. It's not the general public. It's not the kehillah. It's not the particular minyan, but it's your family. That's all very nice. Very nice theory. But the truth is, when you analyze this suggestion by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it makes sense only from two out of the three cases. Mikra Megillah definitely is Pirsumei Nisei and recognizes that. Ner Chanukah is definitely Pirsumei Nisei and recognizes that. But could you please tell me, how in the world, Arba Kosot, drinking four cups of wine in the Leil HaSeder, how in the world is that Pirsumei Nisei? Can someone explain? How is that Pirsumei Nisei? You want to read Megillah is fine. Is mamish that the mitzvah is to tell over the story? I can understand that. That's Pirsumei Nisei. Lighting near Chanukah in the window. This was where the miracle occurred with a nair. Fine. But Dalai Kosos? The last time I read Chumash, there wasn't anything mentioned about people drinking four kosot in Pesach Mitzrayim. There wasn't anything mentioned in Shmos or in Bamidbar. Nothing ever mentions anything there about Arba Kosos. It's true, we learned it out. There's a Zecher of the Dalai Kosos Kenegid, the Arba Lashonos of Geula, but come on. That's not an inherent and clear broadcasting of a miracle. Yeah?
But the whole idea of the Seder is, assuming they said, the whole idea of the Seder is to talk about what happened
right,
in the miracle of Yetzirah.
Right, fine. So I can understand. I'll obligate women in Sipur Yetzirah, in the midst of Sipur Yetzirah, it's fine. But why Arba Kosot? We're drinking four cups of wine. How does that have to do with...
I was going to say, one of the reasons for drinking the wine is for the Cheres, because it symbolizes freedom, because they don't drink people drink wine, so they don't drink wine.
Yeah, but, you know... Not broad, it's more like Zecha. You drink it, you feel like a Ben Chaim, but to broadcast the miracle.
We say that the Dalai Kosot corresponds to the Dalai Rosh Hashanah, so maybe that it's like through drinking those cups, we're talking about the miracle that God did to take us out.
And as you mentioned, Arba Lashonos Geula, so that's sort of. But usually when we think of broadcasting a miracle, like we're talking about a clear broadcast. Right? It's like. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right, but it's like the person has to have a long attention span, like, to figure that one out. So that's the question. That's the classic question asked on the Moshe Soloveitchik's Chiddush. So I like to suggest the following solution, which I heard from Michal Rosenzweig Shlita, one of the rabbis of Michal Rosenzweig. As follows, and part of this also is in the name of the Rav, that goes as follows. People really misunderstand the nature of Arba Kosos. In a certain sense, it's a misnomer. Let's start with a clear representation of how some Rishonim understand Arba Kosos in a way completely differently than the way people generally, the general public, understands Arba Kosos. The Bali Atosfos in Maseches Pesachim raised the following question. Let's say there's only enough wine for the Baal HaBayis to have four cups, and no one else will have any kosot in front of them. There's only enough wine for one person to have cups, four cups of wine, and he's going to say all the brachos and be motzi everybody. Does that work? So the Bali Atosfos take it as a davar pashut that yes, it works. And they say the reason that it works is because it's just like Kiddush. They say Kiddush Friday night. What goes on? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah really is a chovas amira. The mitzvah d'oraisa is to say over words about how special Shabbos is. That's really the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. In fact, I've mentioned this in some occasions, but Rabbi Soloveitchik said that the mitzvah, you know, the minimum is just saying Shabbat Tetuva, saying good job. Chazal created a particular nusach. But let's say I wanted to do more. Let's say I wanted to talk about on Shabbos. I wanted to talk about how beautiful Shabbos is and how unique Shabbos is and how special Shabbos is. Would I get the mitzvah of Zohar Shema Shabbos Lakadcho, of Kiddush? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, absolutely, positively, yes. That you get the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And he said, that's the reason why we sing Zmiros on Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos day, Suda Shlishas. we're, the minhag Yisrael is to be marba in the mitzvah daraisa of zochas from Shabbos l'kasha. It's not a Jewish jamboree. It's not a cultural event. Where people can come in and take a look at the Jewish people singing around the Shabbos table. How quaint! That's not what's going on. We are fulfilling a mitzvah daraisa of zochas from Shabbos l'kasha. We don't do things for pomp and circumstance. We don't just have ceremonies. That's not what we're doing. We do content, substance. That's what we're into. So he said that what we're doing when we're singing these mirrors, we're trying to find ways to give expression to how unique and special Shabbos is, to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zohar Shema Shabbos l'kasha. Yeah.
Wasn't the Rav opposed to Shema Shabbos mirrors?
And you hear what he said?
Wasn't the Rav opposed to Shema Shabbos
mirrors? Shema Shem?
Yeah.
Not that I heard of. Huh? Not that I heard of. Yeah. I spoke to Rav Lichtenstein once about it, and he told me that it's perfectly fine. Provided that people don't unnecessarily repeat. Maybe that's what he was against. Maybe he didn't like the fact that people didn't know what they were doing, and they were just repeating things. And the only thing Rav Lichtenstein used to say, when he told me, he said he used to always get up and say Tzur Mishlo Achalnu. Some people have a minog not to say that with Shem Hashem, because the content of Tzur Mishlo, some say, is the substance of Berachas HaMazon. You might be Yotze Berachas HaMazon in the middle of your meal when you say it. So he once this was years ago, when there was a period of time when Zmiros was going a little weak in yeshiva. So he was giving some mussar. He wanted more Zmiros. He actually said that, what the primary reason that convinced him to join yeshiva at Har Tzion is the Rosh Yeshiva? Zmiros. When he was visiting, he loved the Zmiros, the way they sang Zmiros here on Shabbos. It was a long time ago. but anyway, so he was giving some musar, and he said over this din that you're not supposed to say Shem Hashem in Tzur Mishlo, because maybe you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon. But he said he thought it was a stretch not to sing the other's miros. Otu, you might come sing Tzur Mishlo Acham. So that was his little shtach. But in any event, the Kiddush Friday night, the real mitzvah is Amira. And since that's the mitzvah is Amira, the Kos was only nitzkan by the Rabbanon to make the Amira choshev, to make it considered a significant and eventful, royal, mechubad, honorable type of repetition of the words. Recitation of the words. So we say it over a Kos. Okay. And the person, the Mekadesh, when he drinks the cup, he drinks a Malolugmav to connect his Dibur Alakos to the Kos. Okay, it seals the connection between the Dibur and the Kos. That's the mechanics. You say the words of how Shabbos is unique. That's how you fulfill Zohar Shem Shabbos Kacho. There's a rabbinic obligation to do it over a Kos of wine to make it Chashuv. And you make that connection through drinking Malolugmav. Everyone else doesn't have to have a cup of wine. They don't have to drink. They just have to listen. And how do you motzi them? Through what? Shomea ta'ona. Usually at my home, I tell my kids Friday night, everyone has to say Kiddush. You all say Kiddush by listening to me say the Kiddush. I have in mind to be motzi you. And everyone's going to be saying Kiddush. So the Bali Atos will say, in Psachim, they say that's exactly what's going on in the Haggadah, on Lil HaSeda. But we just do it four times. We have the Arba Kosos. The Arba Kosos isn't drinking. That's not the mitzvah. The Bali Atos says the mitzvah of Arba Kosos is to say over, is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Takana Derabbanon was to say, was to divide it into four parts over wine. Kineged the Arba Lashonos of Geula. But the real din is the real mitzvah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, saying over Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the night. They just divided it into four acts, if you will, over a cup of wine to make it choshev, to make each recitation choshev. And therefore, there's only enough wine for the Baal HaBayis, so he'll be motzi everybody. Very, very simple. So in essence, what we're saying over here is that Arba Kosos is misunderstood. Everyone thinks of Arba Kosos. The image that comes into everyone's mind is drinking the four cups of wine. That's an afterthought, according to Tosfos. So the real din is saying it over four cups of wine. The drinking is only to connect the divor to the kos, and therefore not everyone, most people don't need it. It's just the Baal HaBayis, the one who's saying over the Haggadah. He needs it so that he can connect his divor to the kos. Very simple, very straightforward.
Isn't it true that everyone has to drink the four koses? Isn't it true that everyone has a plea of drink?
Not according to Tosfos. Tosfos is, like, that's why I brought it up first, because it's very, very simple, very straightforward. Yeah.
So, if we're connecting Amira to the drinking of the cups, then wouldn't that need to be, wouldn't you need to say that based on that the Baal HaBayis then needs to do all of Magid, because he's the one drinking the cups?
And right, we'll have to say.
If anyone else did a section of Magid, then they would also need a drink?
Well, presumably the way Tosfos was saying is the Baal HaBayis is saying it over the cup. In front of,
so
you know, we'll have to say everything. If people could, maybe they could say, like, that's not such a simple question. They might have to listen, or say it very quietly to themselves, but they have to listen to his dibur. Now, in fact, according to this, what should be done? You should be holding on to the kos the entire time, for all four kos, the whole way through, all of Magid. The whole time. What else should be done, or should maybe more correctly not be done? No speaking. No. Well, if it's l'inyan ha'agada, it's okay. That's part of CPTS Mitzrayim. But anything that's not CPTS Mitzrayim, if someone wants to say, you know, the stock market went up, you know, or went down, you know, and you want to connect that to, you know, maskil b'gnos, masayim b'shvach, I don't know, you know. But you really can't talk about things that have nothing to do with CPTS Mitzrayim. It would be an episode. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, he said, based on this idea of the Baal HaTosfos, one really should be careful. The real interesting point is, let's say you say all of Magid, and then it spills, like right before you drink. Now what do you do? Do you have to refill it and say it over again? You know, that's an interesting question. Okay, but anyway. No one knows. It's not really clear. There's no Rishon that specifically, at least that I'm aware of, that says specifically what to do. It's possible you would have to refill it and say it over.
It's only a Takana, though.
Right, but Takana. Yeah, it's Tosfos, right. So far it's Tosfos, but if it's, you know, Takana Derabon, according to Tosfos, it could be that's what you have to do. Now, if the din is that you have to drink a cup that you know, that you spoke over, because that's the connection between what you said, right? So it could be that you have to. Yeah.
So in Kiddush, if you spill the cup before you.
Same thing.
Roughly after
right, same thing. Right, maybe you'd have to do the same thing. Yeah.
If the Ikar is the Amir, then why does an Ani have to go out of his way to get one, like, strange ways?
Right, so I guess you'd have to understand it that if he was, if you know, that's a Seder. No, it's. If he's going to someone else's Seder, you know, or there's a whole family Seder, so he needs to get enough for abrikosos. Yeah, that'd be the point.
If Magid is connected intrinsically to the wine, then why are two cups after Magid? If the whole mitzvah of is only third. Are you saying Halal and Yirtzah are also part of the Sipur?
Yes, you have to somehow say, according to the Baal HaTosfos, that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is in all four kosos. And Rabbi Soloveitchik worked it through. He did. He said, like, Kiddush, we mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. Magid is obvious. Halal, thanking God for it. And also in Berachos HaMazon, we mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, there it is. So anyway, but the question that's really raised, the interesting point is the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold on this? So when you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, so the Rambam says very explicitly that there's a mitzvah l'shtot, to drink the arba kosher. That's what he says. The mitzvah is to drink the arba kosher. And that's the formulation everybody knows and loves. That everyone knows about, to drink the four kosher. But the Griz on that Rambam develops the Rambam a little bit more, and Rabbi Soloveitchik also develops this Rambam further. They both point out, if you look at the Rambam very carefully, and you read through the Rambam's context, you see very, very clearly that the Rambam believed that the mitzvah is actually tzvei dinim. It's not just a chova l'shtot, but it's also a chovas amira al hakot. It's two channels operating at the same time. How so? How is that? So first of all, when you look at the Rambam, you'll notice that the Rambam is a very interesting hakpada. He says that at the beginning of each of the kosos, before you speak, before you do what you're supposed to be doing, before Kiddush, before Magid, before Birchas Hamazon, before Nirtza, before all these things, before Halal, so what do? The Rambam says you fill up the cup, then you say Magid, for example. You fill up the cup, then you say Birchas Hamazon. You fill up the cup, and then you say Halal. Fill up the cup, you say Kiddush. Why does the Rambam tell us to first fill, if the mitzvah is a chovas shtiyah, when should I have to fill it up? Right when I'm ready to drink it. The mitzvah is only to drink the cup, so fill it up and drink it. Why do I have to fill it up before Magid and say the whole Magid over a full cup of wine? Come on. You see clearly, says the Griz, and Rabbi Salvechik pointed this out also, you see very clearly that the Rambam understood that it's important to say these sections over a full cup of wine. There was also this Chovas Amira al Hakos.
Probably similar to the idea of some people benching over a cup of wine because it makes it more effective.
Right, exactly, precisely. Moreover, if you look in the Rambam talks about how the saying of the Avakosos and drinking it seems to be important in four stages. Like, for example, let's say a person would somehow collapse all the four kosos into one big kos, or drink them zercha zeh in one shot. So the Rambam says, yotze cheirus, big time, but you're not yotze arba kosos. Why not? What do you see? If the mitzvah is just to drink, if there's a mitzvah, right, there's a mitzvah achilas matzah. If I have matzah at any point in time, come on, right? If I eat matzah any time during the Seder, with a mitzvah, with the intent to be yotzei matzah, do I get the mitzvah? Definitely. So if there's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine, can I get the arba l'shanos u'gu'ula? So let me drink it one, two, three, four, boom, and I'm finished. Rambam says no. You have to do it very, very specific times during the Seder. Okay, you have to say all those words and then drink them. Say all the words and then drink. You got to do it that way. So the Griz again points out that you see that from the Rambam, there's a real din of Amira al Hakos. So the way the Griz and Rabbi Salavashik understood the Rambam is a much more sophisticated and interesting and complicated halacha because there are tzvei dinim. It's both a chovas shtiyah and it's also a chovas Amira al Hakos. But nonetheless, both the Rambam and the Baal HaTosfos will share this point that the mitzvah of Arba Kosos includes Amira al Hakos. Now, let me ask you something. Let's think back to our question. Our question was, on Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, we asked, how could it be that Avin Hoi Bos Anais only applies to mitzvahs of Pirsum Anisa? Mikra Megillah, I understand, is Pirsum Anisa. Now, Hanukkah is Pirsum Anisa. But Arba Kosos, I asked, last time I checked in Shmos, it never mentioned anything about Arba Kosos. So what's the answer? The answer is, Arba Kosos is the biggest Pirsum Anisa. How long is your Seder? How many hours does it go? 3-4 hours? Reasonable to say, some people longer, right? But near Chanukah, what's the typical shear of near Chanukah? Half an hour, right? Minimum. People, sometimes they like to go an hour or two. Okay, maybe sometimes it goes long. But a Seder night is talking and talking and talking about Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim, the Chol Marbel, the Saper, the Mishuboth, and we're doing this over four cups of wine. In other words, we're basically doing Amira Alakos. That's what Arba Kosos is. So when the Gemara Sofim says in Daf Kof Ches that women are obligated in Arba Kosos, what does it mean? It means that they're obligated to say Hagadah, to say the Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim, and the Rabbanon, they're obligated to do this Al Hakos four times, in four sections, more correctly. That's what it means. And that is Pirsum Anisa par excellence. Right? The centerpiece of the Haggadah is Pirsum Anisa. That's what the Haggadah is. That is what Arba Kosos is. Arba Kosos is Prisumanisa al hakos. You want to put it in that formulation. So just to tie up some loose ends, according to the Mainaf Gemina between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos. So the Balei HaTosfos hold that it's only one din of Amir al hakos. According to the Rambam, it's two dinim of Shtiyas hakos and also Amir al hakos. So obviously one nafkamina is that according to the Rambam, if you only have enough wine for four cups of wine, then you're only going to be Yotzei, everyone at the table are only going to be Yotzei the Amir al hakos part. But the Shtia, the Chilvas Shtias of Arba Kosos, they're not going to be Yotzei. Only the people who are going to drink. Anyone who's not drinking is not going to be Yotzei that section of the mitzvah. Moreover, it also has an impact on the shiur of how much you have to drink. According to the Balei HaTosfos, remember, Amira al HaKos, how do you connect to the Kos? What is the mechanism of the connection ultimately? Drinking how much? A cheekful. So if you drink a cheekful, so then you made the chibur. You made the connection between what you recited and the Kos itself. But if it's a chova shtias HaKos, if there's an obligation to drink the cup, so what does it mean to drink the cup? That cup? So the whole cup. But what do we say? We don't say you don't have to drink technically the whole. You don't have to physically have to drink the whole thing. What do you need? Rubo kukulo. We paskin rubo kukulo. You have to drink rov kos. So that's the nafkamina. Do you have to drink just a malo lugmog, or do you have to go beyond that? You have to drink rov kos. Now, it could be there are a number of poskim who point out that it might be there might not be any nafkamina in certain cases. In certain situations, there actually may not be any nafkamina between rov kos and malo lugmav. Why? Because technically speaking, malo lugmav actually is 51% of a kos. That's what it comes out to. That's when the poskim figure out what does it mean. What does it mean? It's full a cheekful. It comes out to 51%, which is rov kos, because kos is a rov, right? Kos is rov revius. Right? Rov kos is rov revius, and malo lugmav is rov revius. It's the same thing. But that's only if you're drinking a cup that's exactly a revius. But if you walk into the Seder night with a kos that's a Viking size cup.
Mordechai.
What?
Mordechai.
Yeah, Mordechai. Someone walked into my. Who was it? Aria? It was Aryeh? Who walked in? Somebody walked in. With a kos that was basically a vase with a little. Handle on it, but it was basically like for you could have planted. So if you walk in with one of those, you have to drink rov of that. That's what rov kos means. Rov kos. I mean, it's true that maybe you might argue if you want to take a more makel road, you might say rov kos is objective. Rov kos means the objective shear of kos is revius, and rov kos is rov revius and finished, no matter what size cup you bring. But there are some poskim who specifically say whatever cup you have to drink rov kos. It's interesting, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved on Seder night, if you just have malo lugmav, he says, yotzeh. So that's b'di'eved. But really, the proper thing to do is to drink rov kos. Of the coast that you have. So I know, a Seder night, we're usually very careful to have a cup that's revered, not too big, because if it's too big, people, are not going to make it to the Seder night. Unless you're very good at holding your mind, which you might have discovered, which you do not. So that's another nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam. So in the end of the yes.
Soloveitchik saying that the shtia according to the Rambam is
in it's both. The Gemara says, and the Rambam echoes this, although with a little bit of different girsa. But basically, when you drink arba kosos, there are two mitzvos that you're fulfilling.
No, I'm thinking of the shtia itself, just the component of shtia. Is that only a din of chayrus?
No. So the Gemara says that drinking is a din of chayrus, and a special din called arba kosos.
Okay.
So the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean arba kosos? So the way the Griz is understanding the Rambam, the drinking part, you know, is the wine going down. You know, the wine is giving you the cheres, but drinking the wine also gives you connects the amira to the coast, and therefore that's the mitzvah of abrikosos, like that. I mean, maybe that's what you meant. Maybe you're asking between the cheftah of the wine versus the maisa shtia. Or maybe totsa versus might. Maybe cheres is more totsa oriented versus possible. Because yeah, I mean, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say. He said that Seder night, the first cup he had was wine. The rest were all grape juice, because he said to him it wasn't cheres, which sounds more like a totsa. You know, the result has to be that you enjoy what you're doing. He said that he definitely did not enjoy it. He said it was distinctly uncheros for him to drink wine 4 times, so he just gave it to grape juice the rest of the time.
Why did he even have wine?
Oh, so wine, because the first coast is shares, as besides being part, the first cup is the first cup of abrikosos, but it's also kiddush. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was makbid. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says that in order to be able to kiddush, you need to drink wine that's roile naseich al gabei hamizbeach, which is pashut pshat against the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that in order to be able to say kiddush, you have to drink wine that's roile naseich al gabei hamizbeach. But then the Gemara proceeds to qualify and chop down that understanding to basically lav dafka. And so by the time the Gemara gets through with it, the Gemara basically has limited it to saying the only wine that you can't drink, what we meant really was, you know, that the only wine that's not good for Kiddush Friday night, according to the Gemara in Bava Basra, is wine that is spoiled and smells really bad. Okay, so when you drink it, you go, that's not good. And okay, you know, if it's like that, if it's spoiled, I mean, if it's
3 months out, you know.
And the second time the Gemara says is wine that's been poisoned by a snake, but you somehow are able to sift out the filter out the poison, which now, you know. So the Gemara says that both these types of wine you would never serve to anyone of any distinction. You know, if someone was distinguished, you'd be embarrassed. So that type of wine you never use for Kiddush Friday night. But the Rambam, apparently, I once sat down with Lichtenstein over this sugya. I showed him the Rambam, I showed him the Gemara, and we spent like 45 minutes over this. He said in the end, you have to say the Rambam has a different girsa. In the sugya, that's what he thought. But the Rambam is makrid that it's only wine that's rather not safe on his back. So briskers, they, you know, the Rambam says, you know, that even though the Gemara didn't say it, and even though if you look in Shulchan, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it either. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Gemara, not like the Rambam. But nonetheless, briskers were that way. So Rabbi Soloveitchik would only drink wine that was enum avushal. It was red, you know, red wine that was enum avushal in order to be rather not safe on his back. Yeah.
Soloveitchik didn't even add a little wine to the other three kosas.
I don't know. I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Because generally, that's what they say. So
yeah,
you have taste.
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I do.
That's what I do also.
That's right. That's right.
Otherwise, I fall asleep.
Okay. So we'll stop here. But sorry, we didn't get to the Shabbos. It was I wanted to. My rotzim there. So anyway, next week, do you want to start with Pesach, or you want to do more, you know, Shabbos? Okay, so we'll try the show again. I'll try Pesach, and then if we have time, I'll really try it. I'll try it. Okay. Yeah.